he's taken his seat and he's back, and these questions won't be as tough as the previous ones you've been asked by the gang from St George's.
We'll wait and see, shall we?
Yeah. just to outline, you are Mr Isle of Wight Jobs. They're based in Ryde. They've been going for... Next year is big anniversary.
Yeah, 10th anniversary next year. My business partner, Brett, started the site in 2009. So next year is our 10th anniversary. It's a fantastic achievement and I'm looking forward to it.
How does it work?
Well... The job site is pretty simple to use from a candidate's point of view. You sign up, you choose the jobs you want to hear about, you upload a profile, you upload a CV, and you sit back, and when a new opportunity comes along that matches your requirements or skill set, you get an email. You open the email, there's a link in the email to the job. If the job still gets your interest, you simply attach your CV, which is already uploaded, and apply direct. And, you know, on average, we have about... 70 to 80 applications a day on the website. Yeah. Sometimes more in the busier months. So people apply very, very quickly. So their profiles all set up, their CVs all set up, ready to go. It's really instantaneous. So it's a reactive, very reactive and proactive way to recruitment and people applying for jobs. And for employers, it's very, very simple. They just go online, they upload the job description, they attach any application forms they may feel are necessary, that they... upload the job at the end, and it goes out, and the emails to all the people that would be interested in that role are sent out straight away.
At all ages, we're helping?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of people asking us for help under 16, but generally it's 16, yeah, and above there. We started out about 5 years ago, it was very much a young audience, but as we've gone on now, the demographic is right across. People are using us of all ages and skills and backgrounds.
Okay, so I mean, nowadays, because obviously people are working longer,
people expect jobs to be on the internet now. They expect opportunities to be emailed to them. They don't necessarily go out and, you know, buy a publication, or they literally. It's all about sort of waiting for something to come along. And older people now are much more digitally aware, so they're much more likely to be using smartphones and tablets. And so the demographic is definitely much wider as people get used to technology as part of their daily lives.
Does that make it more interesting for you?
It does. I mean, you know, to start with, we're working mostly with young people, and social media moments drove that. But now we're seeing people coming to us of all backgrounds, all skill sets. It makes it more interesting for us, certainly.
Okay, I've got loads of questions. How long you got?
Go.
Well, let's start with the one you wanted to come in and talk about. The hub. What's the hub all about?
Well, when my business partner first envisioned the business nearly 10 years ago, he wanted it to be a hub for employment on the island. The one place that everyone goes for CV building, CV advice, interview advice, obviously jobs, anything to do with employment, I mean, employment rights, you know, everything. We wanted it to be the trusted resource for the island. We wanted people to see us as the place to go for any employment needs. And we've achieved that. We've got over 28,000 registered people now with us, 3,000 job searches a day. You know, we really, really, really are there as far as the community is concerned, as the trusted resource, impartial resource on the island. We're locally owned. We're both islanders. We're passionate about the community. As we've grown, we now want to bring this on for employers. So what we want to do is create a hub for our clients. So if they have any requirements whatsoever, it may just be a bit of advice on the phone, we've got the resources now in the office to be able to let them have that. So it can be a bit of advice on HR, recruitment law, it could be how do I keep members of staff on talent retention programs, it could be recruitment. So we've got a really hard role to fill, we need you guys to help us with it, so we can go out and we can search our database for the very most skilled people and approach them to see if they're looking for opportunities. It could be our job site. As well as that, we thought, let's go even further. Let's talk about events. So exclusive events, people to come along and find out from industry-leading keynote speakers from all over the country about how recruitment works and the needs in the future, as well as newsletters. And we just want to be, for our clients, like we are for our candidates, at the hub of employment and recruitment, somewhere you can go and talk and you can trust us with we know what we're talking about.
So that's the hub launching today, you say?
Launches today, yeah. We've been working really hard with our partners to make sure that we can deliver immediately what we promise, and we can. So the next few weeks we're going to be out there explaining what it is, what it's about, and most importantly the benefits to our clients of joining us.
Do you know what's nice about this is when I go back in my mind, and I left school and you went to had a chat with careers and so on, and you just talked to somebody that was just going through the motion. It just doesn't sound like you're going through the motions here. You sound like you're passionate at what you do, and that's what you need. That's what, you know, if I was looking for a job now, that's what I would need, somebody to be
people call us up all the time, they contact us. I do a lot of talks in schools as well as the job centres, and I talk to people about their aspirations and the problems they're having looking for work, and I get a real kick out of that. I love it, you know. But employers have the same issues themselves. You know, they get caught out in situations where they didn't ever thought they'd be in. They're growing very quickly. They need to find staff, skilled staff, quickly. They often call us up, say, "What do I do? How does it work?" And we're always there, you know, to help and advise. And what we want to do is make sure that the smaller businesses, especially, we've got their backs. You know, we're here to help and advise you. And sometimes it's just a simple call. You know, it's just a bit of advice. Other times we're supplying staff, but we want to be known as to our candidates and our clients as a trusted resource where people can come for all of their recruitment needs.
So should they now get in touch with you then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, the team are going to be out visiting a lot of clients over the next few months, explaining the hub's benefits. But if anyone's got any advice at all, and you know, even if you haven't got the resource to join the hub, give us a call. We're always here to help. I'm constantly receiving messages on Twitter and Facebook from small business owners looking for advice, and I'm always here to do that. You know, that's what I'm passionate about.
To join the hub, then?
Join the hub. But please contact the office on 01983 475110. Let us know a bit about your business and we'll work out how we best can help. Or you can email recruitment@isleofwhitejobs.com and one of the team will be in touch. Or just give us a call, ask for a site visit. We'll come see you, understand the requirements you have, get to know your business inside out, so that as or when you have any requirements, we know we can react straight away.
Okay, I've got another one big question here to finish up with. And that's obviously over the last X amount of years, there's a lot of changes with technology and so on and so forth. And, Councillor Paul said something earlier on about, you know, you get a job as designing an app. That job wasn't there 10 years ago, or it might have been there just roughly about sort of 10 years ago. We're probably thinking about it.
Yeah.
How much has, you obviously got to have your finger on the pulse and, you know, you've got to know what's out there and what people are doing now for jobs and so on. How much has it changed in the last 10 years?
The job market, Ian, or the way people look for work?
I think both, really.
The job market, the island is always...
Okay, let's do job market first, yeah. In actual fact, that's probably what I meant, job market, yeah, rather than the way we look for jobs.
Cause I mean, the job market, especially as technology has developed, has very much become about people being able to work from home more flexibly. They don't have to work for large corporates, sit at a desk all day behind a computer system. You know, people... some very talented people out there with a device or a laptop, able to make changes in design or social media marketing. There's some fantastic businesses on the Isle of Wight doing that now. And there was an event recently called Digital Disrupt, which really did showcase just how many people. I mean, I was talking to John Irvine, who was present, and he just didn't know how many small, talented people are here making huge differences in the technology sector, and they're based on the island because they can be based on the island. They don't have to travel to offices, and that's made a big difference. It mobilizes people much more because they're able to, they don't have to have a workplace. So especially for sort of people who have had children and young families, it gives them more flexibility. So that's made a big difference to the employment market.
I like the idea of knowing that there are more and more people working from home and so on. We have you know, a number of people that are connected to Vectis Radio that are incredibly talented. I'll show you our booklet in a minute, our pamphlet that we had for 2018 this year.
Yep.
And this guy designed this, put it all together, but he has problems with going out and being in spaces where there's you know, more than three people. And you know, I would imagine there's more of that now.
There's a lot of people. I mean, you've got to look at some of the talent on the Isle of Wight, and these people, everywhere I go, I'm meeting them. And they don't have to be tied to a desk. You know, you can go and make a difference. If you've got a talent, you can go out and sell it. You've got so many mediums now, from YouTube to the internet to Twitter. You can go out there and showcase what you do. It's like the music industry changed with YouTube. You know, people were able to go out there, they were able to showcase their talents, and people would take notice. Very much with technology now, you can go out there, you can show your design work, your social media skills, and people will take notice, and it's made a big difference. It's mobilised the tech market, I think, with regards to jobs.
Now, I don't want to insult you, but I would imagine you're roughly the same age as me.
Oh, I don't know, Ian. looking at him across the desk. Yeah, let's agree to just... Yes, let's agree. Go on, yeah.
Well, I'll go first. I'm 53.
Well, I'm 46.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're younger, a lot younger than
I'm a
I
lot
am.
Younger than you, Ian.
Okay, it's a bad light in here.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was just thinking, you probably work with some people that are working with you now. You must have some younger people around you. Do they ever surprise you with, did you know you could do it this way? You know, the technology-wise? Or are you more switched on than they are?
Do you know what? It's my job to be one step ahead technology-wise. Yeah. I have to make sure that I understand what's coming up. Don't get me wrong, one of these days that will happen, certainly. But, you know, I was an IT manager for many, many years, so I've got a good technical background. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, things will change. You know, nothing ever lasts forever. You've got to keep one step ahead all the time because something will come along.
But I bet you find it refreshing when somebody comes along and says, "Here, do you know what? If you did it this way..."
Yeah. Very, very much so. I think the other thing is how sometimes, for example, job searching or job applying for work, I'll say, "You've got to do it like this." And someone will say, "Well, actually, I'm going to try it this way." And you think, "Oh, it's up to you." And they do, and it works. So there's always, you know, two ways of doing things. Because I'm a traditionalist, I guess, these days. I like a great cover letter. I like a CV that gets to the point. And like a follow-up phone call. Did you get my CV? Did you get my application? That kind of stuff. But as we digitalise more, yeah, it's changing a little bit. But generally, I'm on top of it.
Communication is the absolute key.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah.
Will you come back again in the new year? Because I'm just thinking, there's so many different categories.
Yeah,
that
well,
we can
I've really
talk
enjoyed
about.
Speaking to the four pieces today. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Good.
I love doing that kind of thing. You know, please get me back in. Anything I can do to help.
Okay.
Always free.
We'll do that in the new year.
Yeah, love to.
Well, good luck with the hub.
Thanks,
Ian. And have a great Christmas and New Year. We'll see you in January 2019.
You too, mate.
Thanks,
Ruben. Cheers.